Say it often. You can never say it too much. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with interesting concepts. Say it often. How often do you say, I like me? How often do you say, my world is wonderful? How often do you say, I am independently wealthy? How often do you say, I am whole and perfect? How often do you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? How often do you say that? Probably not often enough. How often do you say, I am vital, dynamic, alive? How often do you say, I am vital, dynamic, alive? How often do you say that? The more often you say that, the more often you put that concept into a practical idea in your mind. The more often you say, I am vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, the more often you say that, the more often you put that cause in motion for your life in every area of your life. Now, that's every area of your life, not just the areas that are things that you might have a need for, but in every area. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital. In everything I do, I am vital. I'm alert, aware, awake, aware, fantastic, aware. I am illumined, aware. I am fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. I am aware, aware. Oh, how wonderful it is to be alert. How wonderful it is to be illumined. How wonderful it is to know all things, to live in the presence and the power of all that is good and beautiful. How wonderful that is. But I can only do that when I put my thought in motion in that respect. If I don't do that, what I'm going to do is to be putting my thought in motion in some other direction, in some other cause, in some other attitude that may not be exactly what I want to have. Now, when I put causes in motion in directions that I don't really want to have, what happens to me? Well, what happens to me is that I am subject to every whim and every attitude and every thought of every person, of every experience, including my own, that come up in my awareness. I may read it in the newspaper. I may see it in a magazine. I may see it on television or hear it in the radio. I may hear it from a neighbor. I may hear it from my own family. I may hear it from myself. I may observe something. And if I am not 100% vital, dynamic, alive, in charge of myself, in charge of my life, in charge of everything that I do, then I'm quite likely to take on these outer things that come to my attention, whether they are what I want or not. Whether they are what I want or not. Now, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. That's a good statement. If I read a book and the book says, I am vital, dynamic, alive, that's lovely. I say, my, that book says what I like to say. That book tells me what I like to say. And you say, isn't that nice that that book says that? And then you hear Obama speaking some positive statements as President of the United States, and you say, oh, he thinks just like we do. He has that positive attitude. He is such a dynamic fellow. And then you hear others and read about others and know about others, and your mind is always on others doing these things and not on you applying those principles, which you say you believe, which you say are your principles, to every area of your life. You hear some statement that there's a difficulty going on in the world. And immediately you say, there's a difficulty going on in the world. And then you say, all is peace. But first, you said there's a difficulty going on in the world. First, you have said there is something that is out of order, something that is not in divine order, something that is not functioning in its perfect way. Ha ha ha. First, you have given it that power, and you've empowered it, and you've empowered it with the immediate power of the immediate awareness and the immediate illumination of that thought. Now, it would take a magnificent person, it would take someone very special to do what I'm going to ask you to do. This is not done by the neophytes. This is not done by the would-be masters. This is not done by people who would like to see these things happen. But it's done by people who know that the truth is already demonstrated, already revealed right now in all circumstances. Wow. Can you imagine the truth being revealed right now in all circumstances? If you can, I can assure you of one thing. If you know the truth is revealed in all circumstances right now, you do not read about its contrariness. You do not read about in the newspaper, in the magazines, on the television, in the radio. You do not do anything in conversations with anybody, or even in what appears to be the contrary. You do not empower it one little bit by your thought, because your thought is that all is in divine order right now. Now, to be in, it is so wonderful, to be so powerful, to only think all is in divine order right now. My, that really takes a very special being, a very special master, a very special. What wouldst thou of me? The master asked the disciples when they came to him and asked him for help. What do you want from me? I am the Christ. I only see perfection. I only know perfection. I only am perfection. Do you want me to call something that's not beneficial for you perfection in your life and bring it forth in your life? Or do you want me to call that which is beneficial for you and bring that forth in your life by speaking my word for it? What do you want? Can we live with the consciousness of the Master? Can we live with the consciousness of the successful people on earth? Oh, yes, the successful people on earth do that. They think positive about their success. Can you think about the doctors, the lawyers, the Indian chiefs? Can you think about all these different people who are successful in their realm? And why are they successful? Because they are vital, dynamic, alive. They are into what they believe, and they believe what they're into. And the two are one. And they do not allow one single concept, thought, image, idea get into their mind which would tell them that it is not so. Because they know. They know their original purity and integrity stands always. It's always there. It's just they know it. They know their original purity and integrity. Other people would like to know it. They would like to experience it. They'd say, oh, if I were only my original purity and integrity, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, you are, but the thing is, you are looking at yourself not being it. And as long as you look at yourself not being your original purity and integrity, you're going to not be your original purity and integrity. It's just that simple and just that wonderful and just that fantastic and just that marvelous and just that demanding. Vital, dynamic, alive. Can you say that 1 zillion times a day? I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Can you say every single moment of your life, I am vital, dynamic, alive? I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am the pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am God. I am God. I am God. Forget the God I am. I am God. I am God. I am God. And when I say that, a sort of a vibration shoots up and down through my body, through every cell of my being, and I feel fantastic when I say I am God. Because that's the truth about our reality. Every one of us is God. Every one of us right now. But we may not be aware of it because we're looking at appearances and saying, that's the truth. And that's so far from the truth. Be yourself and have fun. Recognize that you're vital, dynamic, alive. Recognize that all is done right now. That the original purity and integrity is revealed right now, is established right now, is the only thing that exists. And how great that is. Yes, indeed, how great that is. Can you believe that for yourself? Can you know that for yourself? Can you be aware of that for yourself? Do you love that for yourself? Are you happy in being that? Are you happy in the awareness that that's who you are? If you are, then that's who you are. If you are, then that's all that matters. I'm Vital Dynamic Alive. Work on it today, tomorrow, the next day, yesterday, forever. Every thought you think, let it be, I'm Vital Dynamic Alive. Every thought you think, let it be, it is done now. Let every thought you think be, I am the divine, fully revealed right now. I am the divine, fully revealed right now. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.